Joining us is Brendan Bayard, and Brendan, I love the dilemma you have this morning. A rainy weekend with an LSU home game. It's going to be tough to get out on the water. That is some stiff competition. But if somebody does want to go, what can you tell them?
Yeah, Don, if I was going to go fishing today, I would go down towards Grand Isle and fish some of those islands that are kind of away from Bayou Lafourche, that are away from Leeville. Those areas are probably the dirtiest of the areas. I would head down towards, fishing some of those islands. Those passes clean out the water a little bit quicker than some of the areas that are up a little bit into the estuary. That's where I would make my stand today, and I think there's still plenty of fish around the coastline to take advantage of right now.
Yeah, it sounds good. Understand they had some small 20-pound tarpon along around Fouchon, and some people caught them. What is it like to catch a tarpon from a kayak?
Yeah, this is a guy that caught him in his boat, so not in a kayak, but nevertheless, if you're out there, you might get lucky and see those. It's a rare treat for us in Louisiana to stumble upon them, but he just noticed them greyhounding through the areas over there between the pass and the little rock jetties on Fouchon over there, and got lucky and hooked up to one. Didn't make it to the boat, but it was still a really fun experience to have in the out on the beach in Louisiana of all places. So you never know what you're going to find when you're out there fishing, and just keep your eyes on the horizon. Sometimes you'll see those little tarpon greyhounding, and you can notice that little thread fin that sticks out on their back whenever they're moving, and that'll be the telltale sign of a tarpon, that little black thread fin that's on their hump.
I saw a lot of that this past Labor Day weekend. We were fishing. Jeremy McHugh, a Louisiana guy, has found and discovered an abundance of tarpon off that Mississippi Gulf Coast out of Gulfport, and he's making a living doing it. There's a lot of big fish there, and I got to tell you, that's one of the most exciting fish you'll ever catch. When it fish comes up out of the water and jumps over your head, that and you got a line connected to him. But they are difficult fish to get to the boat. If you don't hook them in that nose or in the side of that mouth, you can forget a deep hook set, because that mouth is, that throat is like a 5-gallon bucket. It's hard to get a hook in it.
Yeah, it's got a couple of spots in its mouth that are the size of a quarter, and you got to get lucky and stick it in one of those, or else, it's coming out.
Yeah, great fish, and boy, that's some good news if they're there. All right, also, you're talking about crabs still on the beach and bulls in the pass, huh?
Yeah, that's one of the great things to do this time of year is go enjoy the crabbing situations down there on the coast. And then if you like sleigh rides, get out in that pass. And, from now until we really have the cold fronts starting at the end of November, end of October, we should have some pretty serious bull action in the passes. That's one of my favorite things to do, bringing people who have never caught a bull in a kayak and get them to catch one of those, 20, 30 pound fish and have them pull them around for a day or for, 5 minutes or so and make a day out of it and catch 10 until you're just absolutely tired and whooped from catching them. Yep. It's a fun time.
Well, next time we talk, you're going to be in Alabama. I guess that's the MBKFA, Mobile Bay Kayak Fishing Association. The Five Rivers Slam is going to be coming up on the 21st. It's in that Hobie Saltwater Series, and the next one will be the Fallen Tide. That's back in Louisiana on October 12th out of Empire. Brendan, fishing saltwater species in Mobile Bay as opposed to Louisiana coast, same thing? Any differences, any tendency, different baits you use? What adjustments do you make?
It's a little bit different, but not much. You have a lot less marsh for the fish to penetrate in, so you're kind of a few spots that get heavily hit compared to where Louisiana, where people can spread out. So you tend to be fishing on top of a lot of other people when you go down to those places. You can spread out throughout the whole state of Alabama's coastline, so you'll get a lot of people that will fish the Heron Bay marsh section above Dolphin Island. You'll get a lot of people that will fish down on the backside of the Fort Morgan Peninsula, and then you'll get guys that tuck up into areas like Weeks Bay and some of those bay pockets that are along Mobile's shoreline or Mobile Bay shoreline, And then, of course, you can get lucky and fish some of those pass edges to get some trout, like underneath the bridge at Dolphin Island where those humps are. So there's some good fish out there and some really, really big trout. So that's kind of what makes it fun to go that way. You know, we have a little bit better red fishing. Flounder is a little bit better over there, and the trout certainly can be you can catch some trophy size over there.
Yeah, well, we'll be getting your report on it, and then we'll be talking about the falling tide. That's October 12th. Brendan, thanks so much for the report. Hope you enjoy your either quick fishing trip and then the LSU football.
Yeah, I'll be at the stadium tonight. Can't wait.
All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks for the report.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Brendan Bayard, one of our reporters. Next week we'll hear from Eric Mohabarak, and he'll be checking in with us from the Louisiana Kayak Company.